Jeff Newhall, athletic director, girls basketball coach, St. Mary's. And Jeff, first up, you have the Classic starting Sunday here at St. Mary's, and your Spartan Classic. And I guess give us a quick overview on what's happening. The games will be detailed on the post, but give us a little preview.
It's our 15th year. I don't know how that happened, but it'll be our 15th tournament. It's a 12-team tournament, three divisions, and you know, I think this is one of the best fields we've ever had. We have seven of the 12 teams are ranked in the top 25 in the state. And the games go Sunday and Monday, basically from 11 in the morning until 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. So for a basketball fan, it's really 2 days of heaven, so to speak.
I guess so. Tell me about your team here, and as you kind of look forward, what are you looking at as you look forward into the playoffs?
You know, we talked a month or two ago, and I've said it all along that, you know, we got off to not a great start. We lost the first game, then we played Andover, and that wasn't going so hot. Then we turned it around, and we won that game, and then we reeled off 18 in a row. We lost this past Monday to, you know, top three team in the state by three on the home floor. But, you know, we talk about sustainability, and we have sustained the way we were playing since December. But now it's kind of a reset, and not only is it sustaining it, but you got to be better, because now you're into the time of year where, you know, a bad quarter, a bad game, you know, there's no going back to practice tomorrow to work on it. The next day is, you know, you got to collect the uniforms, and we don't want to face that predicament, certainly not early.
You know, that's a good point you make, Jeff, in that, and of course, you've been no stranger to success in postseason here at St. Mary's, and so how do you get that message to the team, or do they just know that?
Well, I think this group, our three seniors, but in particular, have been great leaders, and they've played with that, you know, that sense of urgency where you know it's maybe your last shot at it. Well, not maybe, but for those three, it is, and that's something you can't really teach. And we've had good history of winning, and I feel like the years where we've lost the previous year, kind of in tough fashion, we've come back the next year and been better for it. And, you know, losing in the state final a year ago certainly is not ideal, but we've come back better for it, and our seniors have really led the way. And, you know, they have a little ways, they have a lot in front of them still, but I think they've set our whole team up for a potential shot at success.
Jeff, last question, but share with us a couple of names and roles of key players on St. Mary's basketball.
Well, I think the reason why we've been so successful is trying to pinpoint one or two is very difficult to do. You know, we're not gonna go with the 1 through 14, but we have 14 solid players that have been with us the whole year. You know, we usually play in our tight games 8 or 9 players. We have six players that are averaging between 8 and 16 points, and then our next two people are both above 5. So, you know, our top 7 or 8 people are good for between 6 and 16 a night. And I think that's why we've had so much success. Because if you go into a game and say we're gonna shut down Gabby Torres and Maya Bergdorf, then Olivia Metello scores 25, and Yersi Kuli scores 18, and Nicolette Dietrich scores 10 or 15, and Alyssa Grassi scores 5 or 8, and things just, or Janice scores, you know, 10. And so it's hard to just go in and say, if we can limit these two, we can beat them. I think a classic example, one example would be Cathedral, which we lost to, but the first time we played them, you know, Maya and Olivia combined for 57 points, and we won that game. And then on Monday we lost, but Meyer and Olivia, certainly no fault of their own, only scored 18 points, but we were still at 65. So I think that's a good example of, all right, you may have taken those two away, but the other people still scored 65. So I think that's what's really made us a really strong team, and a team difficult to defend and a team difficult to beat.
Yeah, no, I think that's fantastic, and if I'm an opposing coach, I don't like to see that. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I think it's when you're scouting or you're looking at another team, and you sit there and say, okay, well, we can take our best defender and have him cover X player, and then our second best can cover B player, and the other three can kind of pack in the paint and help. That's kind of easy. But if you're saying, listen, you can't be more than 2 steps off of any player, that's very difficult to defend.
Coach Newhall, thank you. Best of luck in the tournament, and have a great weekend here at St. Mary's.
Thanks a lot, Bill.
Jeff Newhall, AD and girls basketball coach at St. Mary's.